Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'll be speaking with the New Orleans-based brass band, the Soul Rebels, before their Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras concert in Snowmass Village in Colorado. The Soul Rebels consist of 8 members, and today I'm talking with Julian Gossin and Marcus Hubbard. Thank you both for taking the time to talk with KVNF.
Oh, thank you for having us, man. We appreciate all the support we're getting from everybody, so thank you for bringing us on your station.
Y'all have a new album out called Poetry in Motion, and this took me on a journey. I kind of felt like I was going all over the world, but obviously very influenced by New Orleans. The Soul Rebels have been around for the last at least 26 years. Marcus, I read that you became a member of the Soul Rebels in 1998. Julian, when did you join?
Officially, I joined in 2010, but I had been coming around the band since like 2008.
And do you both come from a classically trained background? I think you both went to music school.
Well, I went to a music conservatory for high school, so I have some background in classical music.
What about you, Marcus?
Yeah, for me, you know, when I started out in elementary and my middle school teacher, that was one of the major things that they promoted mostly was like classical, you know, introducing us to people like, you know, Bach and all of that type of music. And then moving on, you know, later in middle and high school, you start getting into more of the funk music, you know, getting music ready for like Mardi Gras season in New Orleans. So for us, it's a season for music all the time. You know, we have marching band season, we have concert season, so we get a variety of music to study being a musician from New Orleans.
And let's talk about New Orleans, because you have a song on your new album called Down for My City. The lyric that I love from that song is, we've got food, love, taste, and what is the last one?
Emeril Lagasse's favorite slogan, BAM. B-A-M, yeah, BAM.
Especially when he puts that last touch on his dish, whatever he's cooking. You know, he's the most famous chef in New Orleans. So, you know, when we put that record together, we wanted to bring together all kind of different musicians in New Orleans that come from different genres of music and different flavors, you know. And so we figured the best thing to do would add a chef on there that uses a lot of different flavors. So, you know, that record was just like a, we call it our We Are the World, you know, all the New Orleans musicians coming together and just telling people what's unique about our city that we love about our city. And anybody from New Orleans, when they hear those different things, they know that this is some guys from New Orleans, and it, you know, it gives them a piece of home, and it feels like their record. Every record, we try to make something where it's connected to New Orleans in our own way. You know, there's different music in New Orleans. A lot of times, the music that gets promoted is like the jazz and the zydeco, but there's always been an undercover in the music in New Orleans. There's hip-hop, funk, R&B, you know, there's different fusions of different music. You know, that's basically how jazz came along, fusion of Caribbean music and R&B, gospel music. So New Orleans is always known for fusing different things together, what they call like a gumbo. You know, we put different things together and we pretty much open to whatever comes out.
Well, for our listeners, let's take a listen to Down for My City by the Soul Rebels.
Y'all know where y'all at. Tell them. Ain't no city like my city.
City got the Saints on Sunday. Who that's reppin' for the black and gold every day?
What kind of city got the culture and the wordplay? The whole world love to hear, say, baby, you heard me.
What kind of city I can play at LeBron Town? End up at the John to the early morning.
What kind of city house Cajuns and the Creoles? Food and butter beans, fried chicken and tomatoes.
Man, what kind of city got them crawfish that'll burn your lips? So spicy, need a nap before your nose drip.
What kind of city where they jumping down in the sixth? Keep the beat with a bottle and a drumstick.
What kind of city brought you Jubilee? Twerk something was our thing before Molly's.
Yeah, what kind of city brought you Jubilee? Oh, getting ready, stop, pause. Got you shaking like a dog, yeah.
That's my partying every day. What kind of city when we speak we say hey baby? What kind of city got you bucking every day and night? That's my city, New Orleans. Whoa, you got it right.
What kind of city gave you brass and bounce and make it work? Give you Juvie, Wayne, BG, and that boy Turk.
What kind of city make a bounce, show your footwork? Sipping on a Sunday, watching the girls, ain't working for it.
What kind of city got 17 walls? Housing projects, driveways, and courtyards.
What kind of city you can hop on that St. Bernard? Or take a ride downtown when you on that broad?
What kind of city? We got food, we got love, we got taste, we got bands.
Yeah, what kind of city? Second line in the street with them reeds on their feet while they sip on daiquiris.
Talking about.
It's a song you got buku horns in the background. You got some children singing the chorus. You got to know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you talking about that town for my city?
Yeah.
That's them soul rebels. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Riding around my city, you can find me. G-Wagon sitting high as a low D. What you say? I gotta keep them haters on me. Please don't call me if it ain't about the money.
Yeah.
Riding around my city, you can find me.
That was Down for My City by the Soul Rebels. I'm Corey Stanton, and this is Talkin' Music. And I'm talking with Julian Gossin and Marcus Hubbard, two of the eight members of the Soul Rebels. The Soul Rebels released their first album, Let Your Mind Be Free, in 1994. This was before you two were official members, but I'm curious how you feel about the overall sound and how it's changed over the last 20-plus years. Julian?
I'm happy the way the sound has changed and evolved, because, you know, with everything, you want evolution. Initially, the band took more of a traditional approach, but have always wanted to foster, you know, the more pop sound, hip-hop sound. So, you know, over the years and the few ins and outs of different members, we were able to, you know, build on a sound and create it and showcase it to the world, something that we've been trying to do for a plethora of years, but we finally, I guess we figured out the recipe on how to do it in studio and live. So it's definitely been a journey for us, you know, given the instrumentation we possess as a band. You know, we have two trumpets, two trombones, sousaphone, snare drum, bass drum. So, you know, it's a task to portray that to people and make them think that this sound or this unit can be on a mainstream level. So that was always the goal of the Soul Rebels, to, you know, reach that mainstream level with our instrumentation and let people know that, you know, we're capable of doing this. We're not just a band you see walking the streets of New Orleans. We are on a totally different level. So that's what we try to portray with the music. And I think it's definitely evolved from the beginning stages until where it is now.
Yeah. Marcus, what do you think of the evolution of your music?
Well, one thing about Soul Rebels has always been a mixture of the members that's in the band. Like you say, being around for so long, you've had different musicians come and go, but it's always been the goal of, you know, doing something that's true to us. You know, a lot of people might figure, man, why are you guys trying to do something that's not New Orleans, so that's not this? And we tell people all the time, we're not doing it to go against anything. We're basically doing whatever comes natural to us. And the music that you hear coming out of the Soul Rebels is what's naturally in us. You know, we're guys that grew up on hip-hop, R&B, you know, people like Earth, Wind & Fire, you're the different horn bands, Tower of Power. So we've always been trying to figure out ways to incorporate all of that. And we're just showing people that horns are supposed to be in the front. You know, a lot of times you, like, even like bands like Earth, Wind & Fire, your horns are in the background. But for us in New Orleans, the horns are the lead. You know, we're the lead vocalist in the band. And the one thing about it, that's a separate thing with Soul Rebels. We add more of the vocals or the hip hop, raps and stuff. That stuff we've been doing. We were the first brass band in New Orleans to actually use hip hop in our music. We were just doing stuff that we've been doing since the beginning, and we're just taking it to the next level.
One thing I noticed consistently through all of your albums was kind of the same messaging. It was on this very, what I would consider a conscious level. The stuff off your first album is relevant today.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about all your classic records, that's how they're timeless. You know, you speak on something that's, you know, happening every time, you know, like people going through trouble, you know, fighting obstacles and stuff like that. You're gonna have that in every generation, no matter where you are. That's why we have songs like Greatness and songs like Up to You is basically talking about, you know, it's up to you what you do with your life, you know, real life. Everybody's going through life struggles, you know. So in our music, we always, like I say, it speaks on what every individual in the band is kind of going through, and we figure somebody in the world relates to what we're going through. So we basically, like I say, keep it true to ourselves. We don't try to look at what's going on and attach ourselves to it. We basically do what comes natural to us. You know, whatever's going on in our life, we're going to put it out on the record.
Yeah, and you mentioned Greatness. There's a line in Greatness that says, "We made it out of the hood." Talk to me about how this song came to life.
Well, you know, it was a song Marcus collaborated with a guy named Sean C., one of our good friends who co-produced the album. It's basically the story of us, you know, striving for greatness. That's always what we've wanted to do. With everything we do, we take that approach in life. You know, I'm sure you do as well. You know, whatever you do, you want to be great at it. And, you know, coming from New Orleans, I mean, you know, I can speak personally, you know, that trumpet kind of saved me from a lot of trials and tribulations that I could have gotten myself into. But, you know, definitely being grateful for what I have, being grateful for what's been given to me, being grateful for the things that are yet to come, and just keeping that mindset, keeping a straight path, narrow path on the ultimate goal, striving for greatness. Not taking no shortcuts, you know, so that's kind of how the song came about.
Here's Greatness from the Soul Rebels.
We're destined for greatness. Nobody ever thought we would make it. Watch how far we take it. Past the stars and spaceships. From a city where the music is sacred. You in the presence of a rebel now. Yeah, we about to take it to another level now. About time everybody got together now. Things are looking better now. We can live forever now.
We made it out the hood. This was never supposed to happen. We was only supposed to sell dope or stick to rapping. White feet is bearing off. I ain't talking fashion. Stereotype because I was born with this black skin. I hate racism with a motherfucking passion. Less hate, more love. Addition by subtraction. Competition lacking. I'm laying back laughing. The big man's on top like I am proper pressure. It's a miracle when we survive. Talking rap when I say tech, nah, Mac 10. I write rhymes that change lives with my black pen. Box, they never apologize for your passion. So I'm mashing the gas and I'm dashing the past. The haters, the crabs, and cowards who did me bad. Quit relaxing. Now I'm taxing, so put your passion. D1, the microphone, I'm sassy.
We're destined for greatness. Nobody ever thought we would make it. Watch how far we take it. Past the stars and spaceships. From a city where the music is sacred. Presence of a rebel now. Yeah, we about to take it to another level now. About time everybody got together now. Things are looking better now. We can live forever now.
504, I'm reppin' that now. Aim at your apple, so watch me put the Mac down. Ha, they ask me how I made it out of that town. I tell them I ain't never ever back down. I get it poppin', no other option that I'm coming with. World on my shoulders, yeah, that's a Stone Cold Stunner. Yeah, give me a hell yeah. If you can see, we running it underdog. Central is all you gotta get. Law Banks, the name is going round. Promoters is booking them like they're taking them downtown. Somebody not from the city, I'm taking them downtown. Love that I'm from the city, listen to my proud sound. It's worldwide, they recognize who we are. Come on, back at the crib, we neighborhood superstars. It's Soul Rebels and the boy Alpha Banks. First name must be Shabba, way we climbing up the ranks.
For greatness, nobody ever thought we would make it. Watch how far we take it. Past the stars and spaceships. From a city where the music is sacred. You in the presence of a rebel now. Yeah, we about to take it to another level now. About time everybody got together now. Things are looking better now. We can live forever now.
Yeah.
school system teaching ill-advised lessons. A new instructor taking over, ain't no second guessing. Indenting every paragraph, period, end of sentence. You're learning from a legend, from my autograph, they begging. The hassle got you jumping, better tighten up suspenders. I'm purified water, not a carbonated beverage. I go the extra mile and I reward my extra credit. And if you try to play me, best believe you gon' regret it. To say I'm living right, keep my hands tight. That's another daily struggle on a black man plight. Got me on that tunnel vision, all I see is the light. This was hard work, trying to keep that roll of the dice. Yeah, this ain't a gimmick, you get out what you put in. Still on my grind, I remember back when. Embarrassing these haters with a pad and a pen. Got that Gil Scott hair on, let it sink in.
We're destined for greatness. Nobody ever thought we would make it. Watch how far we take it. Past the stars and spaceships, from a city where the music is sacred. You in the presence of a rebel now. Yeah, we about to take it to another level now. About time everybody got together now. Things are looking better now. We can live forever now.
That was a song called Greatness by the Soul Rebels out of New Orleans, and I'm Corey Stanton. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF, and I'm talking with Julian Gossin and Marcus Hubbard from the Soul Rebels. You guys have been through a lot. What happened in 2005, and how did that change your life and music for you?
Yeah, well, 2005, Hurricane Katrina was definitely tough. You know, it separated everybody, and one thing it helped with, it kind of made us appreciate what we had in New Orleans, to see that it can all be wiped away in an instant. You know, it made us start really appreciating family, appreciating the culture in the city. You know, going out, we started realizing how much people in the world appreciated it, because I think everybody kind of had the feeling like New Orleans was almost history, almost gone. So to realize that it's back, you know, it seemed like we're getting a lot of support for it more. And I think, too, it helped a lot of stuff that people didn't know about New Orleans, you're starting to find out. Like, you always found out about jazz musicians, but now you're hearing about hip-hop artists like Big Freedas, and, you know, you always had, like, No Limit and Cash Money, but now you have people coming in that's not just looking for the quote-unquote stereotypical New Orleans stuff. They're looking for whatever New Orleans has to offer, and I think that's helping with this record. People are open to realize that. They say, what is New Orleans music? Well, our record is New Orleans music. It's part of New Orleans music culture that hasn't been getting the light for a long time, but now it's starting to get the light. So I'm hoping after this record, it opened up doors for people to come to New Orleans and say, man, let me see what people like Soul Rebels are doing and different other artists. You know, I see what the brochure say, where I should go. I want to go and meet where the real music in New Orleans is going on. You know, the regular music that you hear about and the music that you don't hear about.
When did you both learn how to play the trumpet?
I started in fifth grade. Actually, my brother used to play trumpet before my older brother, and he kind of got tired of it. So it was an instrument that always was sitting around the house. And just one day, I just picked it up, blew a couple of notes in it, and I was like, man, this is cool. And ever since then, you know, I always got enjoyment out of playing the instrument, the trumpet. So, you know, for me, the first time was just picking it up, blowing it in my house. And I was like, after that, I'm hooked.
And Julian, what about you?
I started playing trumpet in the sixth grade. I initially started on the recorder in the third grade, which was the only instrument we were allowed to play in that grade level. Started trumpet sixth grade. One of my good friends at the time was already playing, so I was kind of inspired by that. I was just like, I want to do what my friends want to do. So picked it up, and it caught on pretty fast. Then, you know, I gravitated towards the next level, junior high school. So I've been doing it a long time. My first love was always sports, so I didn't grow up around the music culture per se in New Orleans, but I was always around it, you know, being from New Orleans, and always had music in my household. But the trumpet just, you know, it spoke to me, and it was the lead instrument, you know, mostly in most bands. So I was like, you know, I like that concept, so I just took it and ran with it.
Growing up in New Orleans, was it overwhelming to be around that much music, or how would you describe that?
Well, one thing about New Orleans, music is really just like natural. It's like the air. You know, it's like, it's not something that's constant in your face to it gets overbearing. It has a natural flow. It's been there so long, so it knows how to connect with people. You know, it has a life of its own. It's like a human just walking around connecting with people. So it knows when not to be too much. You know, you get the right dose of music in every culture in New Orleans, so it makes it really easy. It's not, it never comes off as overwhelming. It's just something that's kind of becomes in your blood, and it's just something naturally that you do, you know. But for New Orleans, music is life. You know, if you take that out of New Orleans, there is no New Orleans.
My favorite song off this album is called Slide Back. The intro, there's kind of this electronic vibe, and then the horns come in, and it's kind of this, like, intimate song. Talk to me about Slide Back.
Well, Slide Back is actually a song that's co-written with P.J. Martin, and Sean Carey helped out with that. Actually, the thing you hear in the beginning is an electric guitar, but it's just, when I played it actually on the iPad, not actually on the guitar, because I wanted to have more of, like you say, electronic, acoustic, electronic mix. It sat for a little while, but then we sent it to P.J. Martin because, like I said, this record, we wanted to connect with a lot of guys in New Orleans musically that, you know, you won't really hear on a lot of different records. You know, P.J. is one of the exceptions. So when we sent it to him, he was really excited to get on it. But we just wanted with this record to connect with all the musicians in New Orleans. Whoever wanted to be a part of it, we had an open door policy on it. That's why we have so many brothers that helped us out and sisters that helped us out on this record. So we're very proud of it because of that. It felt like a family record. So we wanted this record to kind of show that collaborative side of us, as, you know, showing that we can connect with any style of artist from any genre. And it was a fun record to do, and we're looking forward to doing more records like that.
Let's take a listen to Slide Back by the Soul Rebels. That was Slide Back by the Soul Rebels off their new album, Poetry in Motion. And I'm Corey Stanton. I'm with Julian Gossin and Marcus Hubbard, two of eight members of the Soul Rebels from New Orleans. You mentioned collaborations before. Talk to me about working with Trombone Shorty.
Well, that was easy. He's one of my great friends from childhood. Been knowing him since I was 13. Whenever I call him, he does whatever. You know, it's that easy. This time it was a bit of a task trying to catch him down, because his schedule was so busy. So I finally got a hold of him and we recorded, actually his solo was in his studio. So I just had to go catch him. I was like, Troy, where you at, man? Trying to get you. So like, come on, got a little time. You know, it was pretty organic as always. You know, he always does favors for the band. Doesn't ask for anything. He just loves to do it. He loves the band. He loves what we're doing, the progress we're making, and the route we're taking. So he definitely appreciates us putting New Orleans on the map in that, you know, in that realm.
Well, Sabor Latino was written by Julian Gosson, so it worked out well for him to get his best friend on the record. You know, it's a tune, like you say, different from what we've done in the past. You know, we wanted to try, like you said, we wanted this record to take you all over the world, take you different places, because we've been traveling all over the world, you know, during the process of making this record. So it was a tune that we felt that would fit the project that we were doing. And like I said, without the person to get on it, then Trombone Shorter to put the icing on the cake.
Let's take a listen to Sabor Latino featuring Trombone Shorty. That was Sabor Latino off the Soul Rebels' new album, Poetry in Motion. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KBNF. And we're in Snowmass, Colorado. The Soul Rebels are about to perform. It's Fat Tuesday for Mardi Gras. If you guys weren't here, where would you be celebrating right now?
Well, for me, you know, anytime I get to be with my family, that's my main thing. So if I'm living in Houston now, so I will be home with my family in Houston. You know, for Mardi Gras, it's the major thing in New Orleans. But for us, we love to be able to bring our music to, you know, everybody else. We figure we have enough friends at home that's taking care of the entertainment at home. So we're going to go on the road and, you know, spread some love all over the world. So, you know, a lot of the musicians are all over the world right now on this day showing love to everybody and showing them how we do it in New Orleans. So for us, we're happy to be here and we're looking forward to the show.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original talk and music programs and for a direct link to the Soul Rebels music. Thank you for listening.